The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined today by a special guest, Mr. Robert Jones from Local 371, the Mighty Union. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, the Mighty Union, tell us about Local 371 and how did it get that name, the Mighty Union?
Well, Local 371 is one of the many locals within the DC 37 Union Federation. That federation itself boasts over 100,000 members. Local 371 represents people like myself who work within child welfare at the city's Administration for Children's Services, as well as welfare workers at the city's Human Resources Administration. We're the mighty, mighty union because we're a union that was forged through struggle. Our historical leader, Charles Ensley, was someone who late in the 20th century, fought for representation for city workers who were doing services in the community. And very importantly, he linked our workplace struggles to struggles in the community. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we were servicing clients. It doesn't make sense to say us versus them. We wanted to, at least the historical vision is that we as workers would be working together, fighting for and with people in the community.
All right, great. So tell me about some of the programs and services that Local 371 provides for its members.
Well, we have the Welfare Fund, mm-hmm. which provides us with our benefits, including vision and dental. I was joking earlier about taking out my retainer. Like, if you are a member of the union, you're able to, for example, get free dental work, even orthodontic work done as part of the benefit packet. And of course, the union does workplace representation as well for people who are in grievances, and the union has various committees active to keep the community vibrant. There, for example, a new wave committee for younger people coming into the union. Mm-hmm. There's a Hispanic heritage committee, African American heritage, a Jewish heritage committee to keep people active in different community issues.
Okay, so what are some of the issues that your members face?
Safety, for one, is a primary issue. As I can speak from my perspective as a child protective specialist supervisor, a lot of what us and our workers do is what's pretty much unprecedented, which is that we go to people's homes to investigate allegations of abuse mm-hmm. and neglect. And for the most part, we go by ourselves. You know, like if we needed assistance from NYPD or something, they usually look at us crazy like, oh, you went by yourself? Whereas they go out
in pairs. Because it's a volatile situation.
Right. So, you know, we're going there saying, hey, sir or miss, you know, somebody has accused you of abusing or neglecting your child, which is not an easy conversation to have. And a lot of times worker safety is put on the line.
Okay. So you mentioned grievances. What are some of the grievances that your members face?
Well, I can say, for example, that, you know, in New York City, like when you get a city job, people kind of think you've made it and you hold on to it forever. Mm-hmm. But our job is so tough that we have one of the highest turnover rates, and it's a challenge to keep staff. And a lot of people say, okay, well, you work with abused and neglected children. It must be rough to experience that and then the secondary trauma. But sadly, a lot of the reasons people leave the job is not just that, but there's so many demands coming from management mm-hmm. that workers have to do. If, for example, you work in what's called protective diagnostic, which is the main field where you go out to investigate allegations, you are responsible for making contact within 24 hours, seeing the children within 48 hours, documenting a safety assessment within 5 days, doing a risk assessment within 30 days, and concluding the investigation within 60 days, and doing this with an average caseload of 10 to 12 cases with a lot of more administrative demands that mm-hmm. I can't even get into becomes mm-hmm. Really overwhelming for people. So there's sometimes managers come down on the workers, and so that's when the union would have to get involved.
Okay, so your union, the Mighty Union, Local 371, you've spoken about it, just, you know, a quick summary of the benefits of being a member of that union and mm-hmm. perhaps being a union member in general.
Right. So, I mean, I would say, for example, if you're employed by the city, right, one of the benefits you get is health insurance that you mm-hmm. don't have to pay into. They don't take money out of your paycheck for this health insurance. And in fact, it's like one of the things that's like a topic of contention between the union and like left-wing groups, the groups that are pushing things like Medicare for All, because that Medicare for All program would bring about insurance for everyone, but by taxing certain people. So those of us who are in the union, some people are saying, well, why should we give up our free health insurance so everyone else can get health insurance when we'll get taxed and maybe people earning below the poverty rate won't be getting taxed. So that's, you know, it's a little bit of a fight to keep the unity between the workers and the community we serve in that issue.
Okay, so how can one contact your union if they want to be a member, they want to be a part of it?
Well, to be a member of the union, you need to be employed in various categories by mm-hmm. the city, but there are always civil service exams being given by the city that people can look out for, like the Child Protective Specialist exam, and that's within the Administration for Children's Services, and Human Resources Administration regularly puts out an exam for a job opportunity specialist, which would be doing like entry-level work for mm-hmm. Clients who are applying for welfare.
All right. So, Mr. Jones, we want to thank you for joining us today and sharing such great information about Local 371, the mighty, mighty union. I love that.
Yes, we're a fighting union.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar. Discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.